insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. In this episode, we will listen to the 6th verse of Surah Rum.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the Absolutely Merciful, the Especially Merciful.
وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
A promise of Allah. And Allah fails not in His promise, but most people know not.
So, brothers and sisters, previously you were probably with us. With the beginning verses of Surah Rum, we started with the actually virtues of reciting this surah that I highly recommend you to know. Also, we discussed the concept of occasion of revelation of these verses. And more importantly, why is it that such news must be mentioned in the beginning of the surah, let alone in the beginning of one surah that begins with Alif Lam Mim after the abbreviated letters of a Meccan chapter? And what's the importance of this event that there is a whole surah named after it, and actually some verses are revealed because of this great news? Now, all of this we discussed in the previous episodes. You are highly recommended to actually listen to those episodes. Okay, now we are going to the 6th verse. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Allah's promise. Allah does not fail His promise, but most people do not know. This verse implies that the cause of breach of promises is either powerlessness or ignorance or regret, but Allah the Almighty, the Aware, is free from all of them. So, because people have lack of knowledge due to the knowledge and power of Allah, this is what will happen. This is the result of the people's unawareness towards the knowledge of Allah, towards the power of Allah. That's what causes the breach of promises, because they have not known Allah properly that this will happen. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَ So what is this وَعْدَ اللَّهِ? Previously we discussed that this وَعْدَ اللَّهِ is that victory of the Romans over the Iranians. So this is what we discussed previously. Now, some people do not know Allah properly. Therefore, they are not aware of this fact that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, never fails His promise. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَ The breach of promise is because of ignorance onto something that had been concealed, then it has become revealed and has caused the change of the idea, or it is because of the weakness, because of the inability in that entity. When the giver of promise has not changed his mind, but he's not able to perform his promise. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is both aware of the sequences of the affairs and His power is above all powers, will never breach His promise.
وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
So brothers and sisters, as we mentioned, this great important news that the Almighty Allah mentioned in the beginning verses of Surah Rum, all of them which were interconnected and intertwined, the Almighty Allah says, Wa'adallah, this is the promise of Allah, although it was mentioned explicitly prior to this verse, that this is a kind of promise, but the Almighty Allah, in a kind of performative act in this verse, states explicitly that this is a promise. لا يخلف الله وعده. And Allah does not fail His promise. Why? Because failing one's promise is either because the person is unable to do it or because he has changed his mind, none of which are attributable to the Almighty Allah. But what's the point? ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلم. But most people do not know. Now, what is the meaning of this, most people do not know? It could be the case that most people are unaware of the exact attributes of the Almighty Allah. Most people are unaware of what the Almighty Allah is capable of and what He actually can do. Most people are unaware and ignorant of the bounties the Almighty Allah has given them. And that's how important it is for us to know. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. And this لا يعلمون means there is a procedure going on since it's mentioned in the present tense. لا يعلمون means sometimes this act of the people not getting to know things is continuous. They continuously are lost in their everyday lives and they seem not caring to know about these aspects. So, but the Almighty Allah says in this verse, وَعَدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَ This is Allah's promise, and what you people must know, both believers and the unbelievers, is that Almighty Allah does not fail His promise. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.